Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Ms. Mocha, and tonight we have author Jamie Jones. I'm really excited to have her on, see what she's been working on, what she has accomplished as an author, and we're going to bring her right on. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am just fine. So excited to have you as a guest tonight.
And thank we're just you gonna, for having me.
No problem, anytime. That's what we're here for. We're just going to go ahead and get started. Now, tell us, I have your bio, but tell us how you began writing.
Well, I started writing as a little girl. You know, it's always been a passion of mine. I used to write poems, like, you know, since elementary, and, like, I remember, like, in middle school, I used to write poems, and other students used to recite them at different programs at school, and I used to write songs, and I wrote scripts as well, and I would, you know, as a young girl, I would act out all the characters myself, so it's just always been a passion of mine, and it started out from me gravitating more towards focusing on writing music, and I, you know, discovered that I love writing, period, and being an author was for me. It just fit well. And so I decided that I would share my passion with the world, and that's where I am with it today.
Okay, great. So you used to write music. Wow. That's interesting. I want to introduce my co-host, DeAndrea. She is online with us right now.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, very well. Thank you.
Okay, so what area do you normally write? Is it fiction? Sounds like fiction. I know you mentioned some characters.
Yes, it's actually fiction that I write.
Okay. So how many books have you completed, published?
Actually, this would be my first one that's published, but countless amount that I have at home that hasn't been published, and I have a lot of great ideas, and I'm thinking that some of the books that I will actually, you know, dig through to see which ones I want to kind of work on and revise or something like that, but I'm always writing and always thinking of something different, and I've been doing that for years.
Okay, okay.
That's good.
So tell us, how has your book, the first book that you published, when did it come out?
Well, it actually is going to be released in June, the beginning of June.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about it. If everything is, you know, falling into place, like, writing is the easy part. So marketing and promotion, that's the part that requires the most work. So,
absolutely. That's a whole nother ballgame. But it's not difficult,
right,
though. As long as you, you know, looks like you're doing your homework, you're making contacts, so that's a good thing. You're on the Internet, so sky's the limit with that. Are you?
Right.
So is your book going to be available on Amazon? Can you tell us what avenues you've already kind of have planned on setting your book up on? Are you going to have an e-book?
Right, yes. It will be on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble and Noble and Graham & Taylor. So I'm just looking forward to how it's going to be received, and I'm confident that once people actually read it and pay attention and, you know, really gravitate toward it, they're going to enjoy it because it's really a great book.
Okay. Can you give us a little synopsis of what your book is about?
Yes. Like I said at first, it's a fiction. It's a fiction novel, and it takes place in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I'm not from Atlanta. I visited Atlanta before, but I'm not from Atlanta. But I noticed that a lot of authors base their characters of their books out of their hometown, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I wanted my characters to be from other areas besides where I'm from. So I obviously needed to do research here and there, but that's a decision that I decided to make. And I'm sure that had a lot to do with my traveling, my love for traveling. And the main character, her name is Myla Pickin. She is a child of very traditional parents, and being young and immature, along with being made to feel special by someone she has a crush on, which eventually becomes her boyfriend, she sort of loses sight on everything that she was taught by her parents. So she starts to explore a world outside of what she's used to. And I really want for everyone to understand that the twist is not that she's pregnant, because that fact is given to the readers in the synopsis. It's much deeper, and it's totally unexpected, and it's something that definitely changed Myla's life in many ways. And, you know, everything seemed to go down here from there, you know, down here, healed from there. And so she started off as strong and confident and a risk taker, and eventually became, you know, not strong, not confident as she used to be, and insecure, and just very much felt like there was no hope of being set free of her pain. And so it's a really touching book, and I'm confident enough to say it's probably one of the most touching books you'll read.
Wow. Sounds very, 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 very interesting. I'm really wondering how that's going to end, but I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Is there an exact date you can give us when the book is going to drop? I know you said June. Do you have an exact date for our listeners?
Yes, I'm shooting for June 5th.
Okay.
June 5th. Mm-hmm. And that's a Tuesday.
Published? I take it this is a self-published book?
It is a self-published book. And, you know, I wanted my book, even though I'm self-published, I wanted my book to be able to stand next to the best of the authors out there. And, you know, with that being said, I knew from the very beginning that I wanted to be respected as a professional and take pride in what I do. So I wanted a great printer. I wanted a great graphic artist. And, you know, I'm into research a whole lot. And I did my research, and I came across the internet of an author by the name of Tamika Newhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I clicked on her website, and you know, which is Delphine Publications, and I read about her. And I then discovered that she's into helping aspiring authors understand things about the industry that would probably initially be confusing. So I started doing more research on her, and it was so believable. And I'm happy that I did, because I had a seminar with her, and she gave me the information that I had been searching the internet for. She directed me to great graphic artists and web designers and a lot of what I needed to complete my book. And I'm so thankful. And she's actually a self-published best-selling author, and she definitely possesses the gift of writing. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I came across her name, because I was confused at first. You know, I was like, what printer should I go with? And, you know, I don't want any scams or anything, but she totally, you know, pushed me in the direction, you know, she guided me in the direction, like, okay, this is the person you can contact for this and that and that. And I just took it from there, and I just ran with it. And I'm happy that I did that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tamika is amazing. She has so much going on right now. I've seen her on my show, but even way before my show, just like you, I found her on the internet. I checked out her website, and I was just so, so, so impressed. So for you to mention her now, I definitely know who she is, what she is about, and where she is going. She is doing really big things. As a matter of fact, we'll be at her the book expo in Baltimore May 6th. I will be there.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is my first event I'll be able to go to outside of Chicago, and it's full of writers and authors. I'm just like a kid in a candy store when it comes to events like that. So I'm really excited. Two of my other guests that were on the show are going to be there, J.M. Benjamin and Nikki Turner. So I'm really excited about that. Yes, it's going to be a ton of people there. But I know those two have been on my show already, so I'm excited about that. But that is awesome that you were able to connect with her. And she does. She offers a program for people who want to self-publish. But she kind of guides you through it. Because I called her about it. I still haven't done mine yet, but I called her about it. But the price like pennies compared to the information that you're going to get from her. So she is definitely an example of a successful self-published author and publisher. And she's going beyond that because I watch her post on Facebook, and I think she posted maybe about a week or two ago that she was she had been caught Vibe magazine, or somebody called her. Article. Yeah, I was like, go ahead on.
To hear things like that. And, you know, I'm starting off as self-published, but I definitely would like to get signed to, you know, like the right publisher. But I want to show what I'm capable, you know, what I'm capable of doing myself first.
Exactly. And you know what? You mentioned being, although you're self-published, and I wouldn't even say it like that, but you mentioned being able to stand up next to some of the best authors and writers, and you know what? You can. You can. I believe as long as you are passionate about writing, that sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying? If you're in it, even when Zane was on the show and she mentioned a lot of people are out here and they're just kind of using writing as an outlet for another income, it's kind of like not, even, it, I mean, you can still, you know, be successful at it, but when you take the passion out of it, it really doesn't stand for anything. So, yeah, so as long as you are actually a true writer, you have the passion for it, and you are using your avenues to express that, people will love you. So, yeah, sky's the limit with that. And just continue, like you said, research.
I love to do research, and, you know, again, my research, you know, like after I had the information I needed for, you know, to complete in my book and have, you know, my book to be very professional looking and not mediocre or anything, after Tamika guided me to the people that I needed to contact for that, I did more research, because then my main focus was, okay, now I want to market my book. I want to promote, and I want people to be able to know that I have a book, because, you know, what's the point of creating something special and something that you worked hard on if nobody is going to read it and appreciate it? So, you know, again, I did research, and I saw a PR by the name of Dunn Michelle Hardy. So I started doing research on her, and so I was convinced as well, and I sent her an email, and she responded and gave me a number to call her. So we talked about my book and the importance of marketing. And from that point, I scheduled a teleconference. And when the time came, we talked again about the importance of marketing. And I talked about that as well with Tamika. And they just gave me a whole lot of good information. And Dawn, she provided me with resources to start promotion and how to go from there. And after she gave me insight on how to do, how to market myself and how to promote myself, then what I did was, you know, it brightened me. Huh?
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something. Well, it just helped me to understand what I needed to do, and so now I'm able to go out and get contact on my own as well.
Okay. All right, that's definitely, you're in the right direction, so I can't see anything stopping you being as successful as you would like to. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be back. Good evening, and we are back. If you just tuned in with us, this is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Miss Mocha, and I have my co-host with me. And our guest tonight is Arthur Jamie Jones. She is really, really, really taking this self-published thing to the next level. She's excited about her book, scheduled to drop around June 5th. So we are just going to celebrate her and continue to support her.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question, because a lot of people who are trying to become authors or aspiring authors and just doing any project, they're not usually aware of the process. And I know you were saying that you were trying to do your marketing. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that? I mean, some listeners are not sure if, you know, you market the book before the book comes out, or do you go and give a little excerpt to different places? So can you just tell the listeners a little bit about the marketing process and how it was for you?
Yes. Actually, for me, I decided, you know, I know you read my biography and I was talking about, you know, I used to sing or whatever. And to me, thinking and writing goes hand in hand when it comes to marketing and promoting yourself. You know, you want to not only promote your book, but you want to market yourself. You want people to understand and get to know the person that's behind the book that was written. So that's basically what I'm working on. I'm on Twitter at It's Jamie J. And I recently signed on Facebook, Arthur Jamie Jones. And so I just create different avenues for people to reach me, and I post different things about my book. And, you know, it could be something as far as, like, what I'm eating today, because, like I said, it's sometimes people want to know who it is behind the book. And I plan it to market before my book is released as well as after, because if you think about the way singers do, where they started promoting and getting it out there, that they have an album coming out, and then when the album is released and they have the album release parties, and, you know, just continue to promote that until everyone knows about it.
Sounds good. So you are marketing your brand. You are marketing your brand. Excellent, excellent, excellent advice for everyone. Now, to give a new author any advice, someone who wants to write, they have the passion and they want to sit down and put their passion to pen and paper and get out there and do it, would you recommend them to do the self-publishing, or would you recommend them to try to go mainstream through one of the bigger marketing companies or publishing companies?
Well, as far as whether to go the mainstream route or to self-publish, it's totally, you know, up to the writer. But I feel that you should follow whatever you feel in your heart that you want to do, and, you know, just follow your own lead and, you know, take snippets and examples from everybody and create you and be yourself, and just to follow what you want to do. But like I said, I'm self-publishing, but I would love to get signed to a publisher. But until I do, I'm determined to be respected as a self-publisher, and I'm putting pride in my work. And when you see my book, you will understand that I have the passion for it and that I love what I'm doing.
And that's so important. You have to have passion. You have to love what you are doing, because it's tedious and it's not easy. It can be therapeutic, but it is tedious and it is not easy. And a lot of times what authors don't realize, especially young authors and writers don't realize, is that it's not something that you just write up one day and turn in and get paid the next. You know, it's a process to it. And if you don't have the passion and tough skin, this may not be the thing for you. So now I'm going to put you on the spot, and if you can't, that's fine. But in a minute, I'm going to ask you, is it possible for you to read us an excerpt from your book? Something small, just a little snippet, if you can.
If not, that's fine.
Okay, you said to read an excerpt. I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Oh, just to give the listeners a little tidbit of your book, just a little excerpt of something, because, you know, just a little small portion of it to kind of wet their whistle, if you can.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's expected. So I want to see, because I don't really want to give it away, but I really would like to for you to know and understand exactly what this book is about, because it's not the typical Teen Gets Pregnant book, and it's way more to it than actually, you know, a teen getting pregnant is the depth of it. So if you, I'm trying to, you know, pull it up. I got my computer in front of me.
I'm sorry. You know what? A lot of times what we try to do at Black Writer Space is, you know, we also want to help you market your product. That's one of the things that we want to do. And we want our listeners to be, you know, interested in what you're doing as well. So
it's right.
Also, it's always wonderful to hear someone and hear about them and let them talk about their book. But it's another thing to hear a little bit and say, oh, that sounds good. You know, I want to go out there and get that. So we always a little opportunity to kind of give them something. It doesn't have to be something word for word. Like you said, if you just want to just tell a little bit more about your book, that's fine. You know, sometimes like
okay.
You said, give it away, but just something so that they can, you know, really, you know what Jamie's about and get this book. Like, I have to have this book. So we just want to give you an opportunity, you know, for our listeners to become fans of yours.
Okay. Yes. Well, what I do want to say is, if you take a notice of the title of my book, it's called Echo of Her Cry. Now, Echo is pretty much the theme of her struggles, Myla Pickens. When you think about Echo, you think about the repetition, and we all know that an echo eventually fades. Well, that represents the constant crying for days, at you know, days at a time, month after month. And I was realistic about writing this book because it takes time to heal, and that's basically what Myla is faced with. She travels from one city to the next trying to escape a nightmare that not only she has to deal with, but her parents are trapped inside of it also. And regardless of where she goes, there's no erasing what has already been done. And the point I was trying to make in my book is that decisions that are made today can sometimes determine how sad or how happy we are tomorrow. So we should make decisions wisely and focus on taking a stand in what we believe in rather than bending to be who we are not to please others. But I would definitely say that, you know, some situations that she experienced, she, you know, definitely, you know, could have avoided. But then the decision that just really breaks her down what really broke her down is something that she had absolutely no control over. And it was a great deal of injustice done to her. And it's something that no one should ever, ever have to experience.
Wow, that sounds good. It
really does.
Yes,
Where did you get your research for your book? Is in, you know, some of it personal, or did you? Is this just straight something you sat down and just began to write?
I sat down and I just began to write. You know, it's something that a lot of people deal with in everyday life. You know, that people don't really talk about much, but it's not talked about as much, you know, as it should be. There's not an awareness towards it. You know, sometimes people talk about teens getting pregnant, but they don't look at every aspect of it, you know, because sometimes it's a lot behind what happens, and that's definitely what the character Myla experienced. And, you know, I just let my fingers do the walking on the page. Like, in the beginning, I didn't even have a plot. I knew what I wanted to write about, and I knew what I wanted to, you know, happen eventually in the book, but
I would just write and write and write, and I just look at, you know, the story just started basically telling itself.
Okay. And so your target market then is a young adults or just of all ages, or
it's not younger adult, it's all ages. Anybody can relate to this, but because if you haven't experienced this, or if you don't know anyone that experienced this, you know someone that knows someone that has experienced this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that clear.
Sounds good. Now I'm going to ask you one more question. We ask all of our authors here, because it's an ongoing question, how do you feel about book clubs? We're trying to see, do you prefer online book clubs, or do you like the intimate and personal book clubs?
I guess it just kind of depends, but that's something that I'm getting into as well, and I'm researching on. So, you know, I'm still trying to decide myself on what works for me.
Right. Okay. So it's up to the individual. That makes a lot of sense. Are you a part of a book club now, or are you just looking for book clubs to market your book?
I'm looking for a book club at the moment, so I'm definitely in the research stages of that.
Okay. It sounds like you really have gone out and really put the pedal to the metal and have, you know, taken this thing by storm. Has it been very difficult for you with trying to do the self-publishing? I know you've had your mentor, but do you feel as though it's something that is strenuous? You know, did you expect this? Is this what you expected it to be? Is it harder? Is it easier?
Actually, like I said, the writing was very much easy because I have the passion for it. But in the beginning, I thought it was going to be a headache trying to find a graphic artist, trying to find a typesetter, trying to find an editor, and yada, yada, yada. But once I got the avenue and the right amount of, I mean, the right resources to that, everything just fell into place. So that's actually been the easy part and very exciting part for me. So now the part that I'm trying to work on is building up my fan base, building up my support base, and letting people know that I'm writing a book. And, I mean, you know, that I have a book that's going to be released on June 5th and where they can purchase it. I'm really trying to have people really interested and, you know, anticipate the release of it.
Now, how have you gone about creating your fan base? What steps have you taken for those of our listeners that are, you know, in a situation where they've written their books but they're not exactly sure how to create a fan base? What is some advice that you may be able to give to them?
Well, definitely the social sites like Twitter, Facebook, and what I do on Twitter is, you know, I get on Twitter every day, and I'll actually look and research like authors on there and find authors that are doing books that are similar to mine, and, you know, I'll say that I have a book coming out, and, you know, I'll just request sometimes for people to follow me, and sometimes I don't have to. Sometimes people just follow me, and in like a month, maybe under a month, I have 100 new followers on Twitter.
Wow.
Yes, so I'm hoping that grows.
I agree, Twitter is a very great marketing tool, because when I even just started the Black Writer Space account, I really didn't even have to do anything. People just started following me, and now I have 2,000 followers.
Wow.
So, it doesn't take long, especially if you're consistent with it. Like you said, you get on every day. That's one thing that I think is a big part of getting your name out there, your product, mm-hmm. and people knowing who you are. So, like on Facebook, when I did that account, I don't really have to request anybody. They request me.
Wow.
So that's really, yeah. So if you're already doing that, it's definitely going to pay off.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just continuing to do what I'm doing, and you know, I try to think and brainstorm on other different marketing strategies, and I research that too. So you'll hear about me doing a lot of research because I'm very much into researching.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Yes.
Now, if you just want, I let my last question. What is it that you would want your readers to know about you?
I want them to know that I'm very passionate about writing, and once they start reading my books, they're going to love them, and I'm going to put my all into every book that I write to make the next one better than the previous one so that they can enjoy and get every penny worth of their money. You know, I want them to, you know, feel like, oh, I read that book and I can read it a second time and a third time. And I want people, you know, to anticipate my next book after they read one, you know, always look forward to the next one. And just to have, just basically to build a solid support base and a foundation for people to understand my passion. And if I hadn't mentioned before, Echo of Her Cry is actually a three-part series.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay, so have you titled the other books yet, or are you waiting?
No, I've titled them. Part two is actually going to be The Journey Continues, Echo of Her Cry, The Journey Continues, and part three is going to be Here I Stand.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Yes.
Those are some strong titles. I like that.
Yes, they are. Thank you. So I'm really looking forward to, I've already started on part two.
Wow.
It is. I'm telling you. Even the titles just, you know, they grab you. Echo of Her Cries, you know, The Journey Continues. Those titles, you're like, wow, it grabs you, it pulls you in, you want to know more. So that's awesome. Those are some awesome titles.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, what you were
going to
say.
I said, when you were talking about the titles, what I was saying is that's actually one of the things that I believe in as well, having a strong title.
Yes.
Absolutely. You're correct, because you say you can't judge a book by its cover, but, oh, yes, you can. They judge it by the cover, the writing, the graphics,
right.
The still, the author, how it, they, oh, yeah. When you're judging a book, you're judging it right by its cover. That's exactly what they are.
That's right. So I put my author. Okay, I keep cutting you off, so I have to be quiet.
Right. So let's say we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
Damn, baby. I just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room. So your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt. Back then we were in school, and that's your favorite excuse. Growing up I was a fool, and I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list. I will create a heart changer. I'll take your lamp and lead us. But I don't need a lot of wishes, cause I'll be okay if I get one. If I had one wish, wish to be best friends. Love will never end. It would just be then I can have you for sure. Then you'll be loving me, holding me, kissing me. So girl, don't tell me what I'm feeling, it's make-believe. I swear if I lose a second chance with you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'll probably check myself in some kind of clinic. I could.
Good evening. We are back. This is Black Space. I am your host, Ms. Mocha. I have my co-host with me, DeAndrea, tonight. And our wonderful guest is author Jones. She is really, really, really doing her thing. She is handling her marketing for her book. Her book is scheduled to drop around June 5th. And the first book is Echo of Her Cry. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And just give us the other two titles again.
The part two will be The Journey Continues, and part three is Here I Stand.
The Journey Continues and Here I Stand. Those titles are the bomb. I absolutely love. It's all together when you're writing, and then to come up with the title and, like you said, a book cover. It's all in one thing. So you have to really, really be mindful of a powerful title when you are launching your books. So
yeah.
I just to congratulate you. I know it will be a success. You definitely have Black Writer Space as a supporter of anything that you do when it comes to the literary field. We will be awaiting June 5th. So keep us posted.
Absolutely. You were cutting out. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
I didn't. You were cutting out. It's like an echo or something, or static.
I don't know what's going on with the phone tonight, but it's been a great interview. Maybe somebody's mad. But but I was saying that you definitely have us. You definitely have us as a supporter of everything that you do. We're anticipating the release of your book and the second one and the third one as well. So continue to keep us posted on any updates or book signing. So I know you'll probably be doing a couple of those once it hits. And if you're anytime you're in Chicago, please let us know. We're in Chicago. So we would love to get together with you, do maybe a video interview or something, and just kind of be there to support.
Oh, definitely. And when it's released, I would definitely give y'all a free copy.
No problem. Anytime. We definitely appreciate that. Wow. I'm excited about the title.
I know.
So,
what I was wanting to know, like, did y'all, like, really want me to read it for me? Because I actually can. I'll do it if you need me to, like, quick.
If you would like to, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off in the beginning of the first chapter of how it starts off, and then that's going to read it.
Okay.
Chapter one begins. I lie face down on the concrete, barely able to stand to my feet. I was all bloody and bruised. I didn't have my cell phone with me because I forgot it in Benny's room. Crying and struggling to stand to figure out where I was and if anyone was around to help, I crawled a bit before finding the strength to rise to my feet. I wasn't very familiar with the location, but I knew it couldn't have been too far from my cousin, Dennis. The driver didn't drive long before parking. With that in mind, I limped until houses were in view. Thankfully, I noticed that the neighborhood was way closer to Dennis than I thought. Walking with a stagger, I headed down the street, looking behind me, hoping my attack was succeeding. That very thought forced me to try my best to run, regardless of what pain I was feeling. Weakened in pain, my legs gave up on me, forcing me to fall to the ground. I got back up and continued to make it safe to Dennis. I finally made it to his house, to his neighborhood. I hurried to his door and knocked and rang the doorbell. His wife, Joanna, answered the door, screaming at the sight of my bloody and swollen face.
Wow.
That's
it. That's an echo of a cry right there. Yes. Looking
forward to my coffee.
Yes.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes, me too. And I just wanted to say, too, even with the, that was a wonderful reading. So thank you. I know the listeners really appreciate that. But also, just looking at your titles, you can see that there is a transformation that is going to happen. And so even when you pick up the first book, you know that whatever is going to happen there, there's also going to be some type of a maturation or some type of newness, a new journey, a new someone, you know, that's going to come out on the other side. And that is so, so awesome. And it's very intriguing. Yes, it's intriguing. You want to know what's coming next. I remember one author that I used to read that caught my attention was V.C. Andrews, and they used to be my favorite author because she did Flowers Up in the Attic and all those books, and they were always a continuation and a moving on, and it was a journey. She took you through the journey with the characters, and so I appreciate that. I am really, really excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I want to thank y'all for having me.
Not a problem. Again, keep us posted. Good luck, good luck, good luck. We wish you all the blessings and all the best. Continue to keep us posted on what's coming up with you. And then, like she said, if you're in the area, any book signings, anything, and continue to let us know, and we will and follow us. You come, you can call in. You know, we post all the time what days we have our shows. You can always call in and be a listener or an active participant, however you feel. And know that, you know, there is someone listening. Someone is listening because they want to read. They want to know about what's going on. So we thank you again for giving us your time, and we appreciate you. We really, really do.
Oh, thank you all. And follow me on Twitter at It's Jamie J, ITSJAMIEJ, and on Facebook at Author Jamie Jones. And
okay,
my website will be up.
Say it one more time, a little bit slower. You said it's
okay. It's Jamie J, ITSJAMIEJ. It's Jamie J, and I'm on Facebook, Author Jamie Jones. JAMIEJONES, and my website will be up really soon. I am jamiejones.com, and you can email me at arthurjamiejones@yahoo.com.
I think we have on air before we go. We have a caller that wants to come on air, I believe, so I'm going to bring them on real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I was on Facebook and I seen your show, and I just wanted to check you out. You know, it seemed like positive vibes.
Absolutely.
I'm Walter McDiesel on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to check you out. No, send some love.
Thank you so much. We always look forward to hearing from our listeners, so we really appreciate you just coming on and just showing some love. So,
thank you
for calling.
And so, I mean, you know, we make the bad, bad place, just send them love. That's all, you know, so that's what I love to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Keep listening.
Yes, please keep listening and continue to pass the word.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Disconnected a little bit. Accident. But we definitely want to thank our caller for calling in. I love it when our listeners call in.
Yes.
That way we know who's out there, who's listening, and what we are doing for them. So, again, Jamie, you have our support. We look forward to having you back on the show. the second book, her book, and whatever else you got coming on after that. We will definitely be here.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Not a problem. That's what we're here for. The whole concept of Black Writer Space is to support writers and authors and any accomplishments that they want to do, that they are doing, that they are working on, have coming up, just all the we want to be a part of.
You're kind of breaking up, but I think that's most of what you're saying.
I don't know what's up with the connection tonight with the interview, and it's like every time we get to saying something really good and we can't. That's okay, because God is the head of this show.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to cancel out anything that's not like God trying to interrupt this communication on here. You have been an awesome guest. And
yes.
We loved having you. And you make sure you enjoy your evening and continue to do what you are doing.
I sure will. And thank you all again. And I'll be following y'all on Twitter as well. Actually, I'm already, so... I look forward to continuing.
Right, you sure are. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Awesome guest. I don't know what's up with the connection, but it's going to have to stop. I'm going to have to start doing prayer before each show or something.
Oh, absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
Hey, Steve Harvey does it. Right, exactly. Somebody out there. And I get comments all the time, even at the end of the show, when I just giving positive advice and just encouraging people, you know, outside of writing. If there's anything that you do, any dreams that you have, do it. Research it and do it. Pray about it. You know, you always want to get approval from God, whatever your God is, you want to get approval. Once you do that, there will be connection. You know, pray for favor over your life, pray for favor over your project, over your dream, and things begin to happen. So, with that being said, we are going to say good night. We thank our listeners for listening in, especially the guy that called in. We really, really, really appreciate you calling in. Close to you. And we look forward to hearing you on our next show. So, everyone, take care. God bless.
God bless you. Good night.